Parshas Chukas begins, Zois Chukas HaTorah. Zois, these are the Chukim, the decrees of the Torah, referring to the laws of Parah Aduma. Chukim are mitzvahs that are illogical. It transcends rational reason. Laws like Shatnas and Lulav and Kashrus, which we seemingly don't know the reasons for. The Torah says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This, Parah Aduma, is the quintessential Chuk. Why is this so mysterious? Because Parah Aduma is the ultimate paradox. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, Iker HaPela, the reason why this is singled out as the ultimate Chuk is because one of the unique halachas of the Parah Aduma is that it is Metar Tameim and Metame Tahirim. It purifies the impure and it renders the pure impure. The person administering the sprinkling onto the impure person or anyone that's involved in the process of getting a person Tahir, paradoxically, they themselves become defiled, and they require immersion in a mikveh to purify themselves. Although the Sefer HaChinuch usually offers the reasons behind every mitzvah, here he says that even Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, said, I was able through my great wisdom to understand all the reasons of the Torah. However, about the Parah Aduma, he said, Amarti achkama v'hi rechoika mimeni. I will be wise, but this is distant from me. I researched, I sought, but I can't grasp its essence. Even though we don't know the purpose or the reason for the Parah Aduma, Rabbi Yitzchak of Varka offers a beautiful explanation. As we said, Parah has this bizarre paradox that it is Metar Tameim and Metame Tahirim. He says, the mitzvah of Parah Aduma is teaching us to what extremes we need to go for Havas Yisrael. Someone that is Tameh metaphorically means someone that's alienated. They feel unwelcome and unloved. They feel isolated and estranged. They are perhaps going through a very difficult time and don't have anyone to share it with. So people will be sympathetic to their plight, but at the same time will employ a safety mechanism to protect themselves from becoming too emotionally involved. So they become impersonal and oblivious, and they separate themselves so they shouldn't become too invested. However, this mitzvah is teaching us otherwise. L'tahar tameim. If you truly want to be Metar Tameim, if you truly want to purify and elevate people that are going through adversity and hardships, showing concern and being sympathetic isn't enough. You have to become empathetic. You have to put yourself into their shoes. And therefore, it will inevitably become a Letame Taharim. Just like any kohen that is going through the process of helping someone that is Tameh become Tahar, he himself becomes Tameh, this same lesson applies to Havas Yisrael. While helping others, you will become Tameh. You will get dragged down. You will become emotionally invested. And in some instances, even take over your life. But that is the essence of a Havas Yisrael. Parah Aduma is teaching us how far, how much care and compassion we have for our fellow Yid. When someone gives of himself and sacrifices something of himself in order to help someone else, that is the ultimate display of love for another Jew. Parah Aduma is the chayk of all chayks. We don't know why other people suffer. The least we can do is to be empathetic and be there for them in their time of need. It's not easy to help others. Sometimes it takes lots of time and patience and energy, which we don't have. However, when someone truly loves and cares about another Yid, they don't view it as a burden to help others less fortunate. This concept applies in spiritual matters as well. The Torah tells us in Parshas V'zois HaBracha that the Torah is symbolic of fire. The Torah is Meminoi Eish Das Lamai. Eish Das, the fire of our Das. So what is the fire of our Das? What's the fire of our religion? The Gemara says in Masechta Shkalim, HaTorah Shenasan Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. The Torah that Hashem gave Moshe was Eish Chayra Al Gabe Eish Levena. Black fire superimposed onto white fire. What does that mean? It sounds very mystical and esoteric. The Zohar says that the acronym of Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Riba Oisius LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. And from this we infer that every Yid has their own unique letter in the Torah. However, if we count all the letters in the Torah, we'll only find about 300,000, half of that amount. So what does that mean, that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah? So I once saw a very powerful idea. There's a deeper message of Eish Chayra Agabe Eish Lavena. If you look into a Sefer Torah, you'll see black letters written on white parchment. If you count up all the letters and the spaces around the letters, there's a total of 600,000. And these are the souls of Klal Yisrael. And our message is, there are people in Klal Yisrael who are sometimes enveloped and engulfed in a black, dark fire. They have plunged deep into despair and hopelessness, while others are surrounded in white fire, happy, warm, tranquil, and content. Eish Shechoyre Agaba Eish Levena. The Torah of 600,000 and Klal Yisrael of 600,000 is only complete when the white fire amongst us can uplift and illuminate the dark fire, the dark souls of Klal Yisrael. That's the ultimate symbol of a Havas Yisrael. Last Shabbos was the yard site of the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrono Livracha. Nobody in our generation embodied this concept of a Havas Yisrael more than the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was Metahar Tameim. He brought thousands and thousands of Yidden around the world closer to Torah and Mitzvahs. He sent the Shluchim to every corner of the globe, to every little city and town, to spread Torah and Yiddishkeit, even at the expense of Umetame Tahirim, sacrificing of themselves and their families. That is the ultimate message of Parah Aduma and Ahavas Yisrael. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.